as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on.
Get going.
Get it going. The Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm also called Mr. Modesty by the people that work with me.
That's him.
That's me. Mr. Modesty.
Mr. Modesty.
The television world talking about Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon and the switch there. So we asked on our poll yesterday, who is your favorite late-night TV talk show host, Richie?
Yeah,
and,
we don't know.
Jay Leno worked one easily. 24% of you said you liked him best. 20% said David Letterman. 16% said Craig Ferguson, which I found very interesting. 13% Conan O'Brien. Jimmy Fallon got 12%. 9% Jimmy Kimmel. And I'd rather watch Johnny Carson reruns got
7%.
I think that's true for lots and lots and lots of us. Good story from one of our favorite cities, El Paso. KTSM listeners.
Hello.
Listen up. The story of Alma Dominguez. How many of you in El Paso know who Alma Dominguez is? And her dog, Leah? Do you know about this story? Alma Dominguez and her dog, Leah.
I do not.
Leah went missing from El Paso during a rainstorm. So Mrs. Dominguez and her husband, Alberto, were very upset, as you can imagine. They searched for their dog for 2 years. And after 2 years, you got to figure, hope is going to be diminished somewhat.
Yeah.
Phone call this week. Phone call changed everything.
Really?
A lady named Anne Marie Anderson in Denver, Colorado, recounted the amazing phone call. She said, this woman said, the back and forth call, Mrs. Anderson called down there and they found the Dominguezes, and so Mrs. Dominguez called, you have my dog? 2 years, 700 miles, and the dog exists and lives. So they posted a couple of pictures, and Mrs. Anderson had the Dominguez call and put the phone up to the dog's ear, and the dog's tail started to wag. And so it was a big cry fest for everybody. How in the world Leah got from El Paso to Denver has got to be a mystery.
That's a long haul there.
Man, that sure is, isn't it, huh? The only thing that mattered, though, is bringing her back home. So now Mr. and Mrs. Dominguez are very happy. They went up to Denver to reunite with their dog, and all is well. But a two-year hiatus, 700 miles away, isn't that one of those strange? That's a really strange but good story.
You know, I wonder why it took that long for somebody to be able to see the tag of the
this
dog
woman,
and call.
Well, Miss Anderson runs a shelter for homeless dogs, so the dog must have gotten to her through
the
that mechanism. So it's wonderful to take good care of our beloved animal friends. Not so the case in San Diego. Richie and Kenny, and as we were talking earlier, Kenny lives in San Diego. Here's a videotape that shows women beating seals on San Diego beaches.
It's a beach called the Children's Pool, Doug, and it's a tiny beach outside of La Jolla, which is part of San Diego.
North of San Diego, proper.
North of San Diego.
Yeah.
And the footage shows two women. They have an infrared camera that they installed on this children's beach a few years ago so that they could watch the seals during pupping season.
Yep.
And right now is pupping season when they're having all their babies.
Yep.
So the seals lay on the beach and they deliver their babies and then they take care of their babies. So somebody was watching the camera overnight and noticed two women walking up, kicking, riding, and pushing the seals. And so he whipped out his cell phone and took video of this. And the mayor has since closed the beach to the public. Huh. And it's a big debate because they've been trying to, going back and forth between different organizations saying, no, the beach should be open to the public, and animal rights groups saying, no, it should be closed to the public and just leave it for the seals. So now the mayor has closed the beach after this video, and they're trying to find out who these women are, and they're trying to track them down. Here's something I never knew, because they are in clear violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and they're being sought by authorities. So, you got to, what, and these, if you watch the video, it's obviously two young, maybe older teenage, young 20s girls, and they are kicking the seal. One of them's riding it like it's, you know, a horse. And then they're just taking their feet and trying to push them back into the water. And obviously the seals are upset. What kind of a jerk do you got to be to do this?
A real jerk.
Yeah.
How old are these girls?
They appear to be, I mean, they haven't been caught yet, so it's not confirmed how old they are. But they appear to, by looking at the video, 20 range somewhere. Could be 18, could be 22.
So what values have they grown up around to have this attitude, this outlook on life, that it's okay to do something? How do you raise a child and have this child think that it's okay to do that?
Hey, how, listen, when we're 18 and 20 years old, we all do stupid things.
No, not that. Not
but this
harmful,
is just
egregious,
cruel, and inhumane. Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It is a horrible reality.
A seal, okay, which is like, you know, basically a kitten or a puppy in many people's eyes, while it's giving birth, or after it has just given birth, trying to take care of its babies. What kind of a monster do you need to be for that?
You have to be a monster. A monster.
It never fails to amaze me. I guess the upside is that they had these infrared cameras in the overnight, and somebody was watching and has found it.
Paul McCartney has announced his first live date of the season. We'll tell you where it's going to be in a few moments here on Good Day. If you have listened to me with any degree of regularity, you know that I've talked a lot in the last few months, actually 4 or 5 months. I've started to learn a lot about crowdfunding and crowdsourcing as a revolutionary internet phenomena, which allows groups of like-minded people to activate, to work together, to solve problems, some that may have seemed insolvable in the past. You're going to find out a lot more, because we're getting into the crowdfunding game big time starting next week here on Good Day. Right now, though, I want you to think about the people who suffer from anorexia and bulimia. I'm going to tie these two together. The conduit here is a website, Richie, called dawningvisions.com /save kids. Dawning, D-A-W-N-I-N-G, visions, all one word. The children who are in our country who are suffering with anorexia and bulimia, the numbers are staggering. Staggering. So this is a message for you. Go to that website, dawningvisions.com/save kids. You will learn more there about the work of Suzanne Kellner Zink, a hypnotherapist and activist who's turning to the internet to marshal support for families of children who suffer from this horrible reality, anorexia and bulimia. She believes, quote, when something isn't working, it makes no sense to continue relying solely on old solutions. New opportunities are at hand, and you can find out all about it by visiting Suzanne Kellner Zink and perhaps participating with her in trying to develop a fund to help these children. dawningvisions.com/save kids.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a kick.
This is Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Or you can send it to... Richie told me not to do that anymore. I got to be better about it, because sometimes people who are listening online don't hear the same commercials, so I make comments after the commercials are over that don't make any sense.
Yeah, some of them are fun and you want to talk about it, but some people hear different commercials. So.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rich.
You're welcome.
19 past the hour. It's Ken and his time with Twitter and Facebook. Ken Kessler monitors what your action is regarding the things we're talking about on Twitter and Facebook, so why don't we start with Twitter first. I am so fascinated with the concept of Twitter and the word Twitter. Does anybody know how this came about? How did it get to be called Twitter?
Yes. It has something to
tweet
do with
along.
The word tweet. Let me look that up real quick, because
there is an answer to that. Find the song Rockin' Robin, Richie, and we can...
I'm not going to play along with your ABD.
Oh, come
words.
On. No, it has to do with... It's tweedly-deedly-dee-dee.
Yeah, I know.
Tweedly-deedly-dee, tweedly-deedly-dee-dee. You don't think that would fit? All right, so the heck with him, Kenny. We don't need him. What do we have on Twitter and Facebook from today's discussions?
We were talking earlier about if you're happy where you live, and if not, if you would want to move.
Mm-hmm.
Helen says she loves where she lives, but she doesn't actually mention where that is.
Oh.
Chris says he would love to live in Alaska or Texas. Either one is fine. Both have many things to offer. Brenda says, I love my property, cabin living, and my animals, but if I could, I'd move all that I have to North Dakota.
Really? She's in Alaska, she wants to go to Texas, but she's going to go to North Dakota instead?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, halfway in between, maybe that'll make her happy.
John says, I have my job just fine in Anderson, Indiana, but would rather live in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary says, Alaska or North Carolina.
Really?
And Twitter, Ken says, I love living in San Diego. Can't imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah, San Diego is a neat place. It's a little far out of the way, depending on whether you like to travel or not, although there's a decent airport in San Diego. You can't get... That's one of those B airports that you have to go through a hub to get any place when you leave. It used to be that San Diego was a fly-in from the East Coast, but they don't do... I can't think of one... A flight that goes from any of the major cities to San Diego. So you got to change in Atlanta or Dallas or someplace like that. It's usually a pain in the neck. But it is a beautiful community. And that is for sure. All of Southern California need places. Thanks for your input.
The Get
Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
And in 30 seconds time, she said,
I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you.
Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do.
Who doesn't recognize that voice?
I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there.
It's Shatner's 82nd birthday today, Richie. And so
why we're playing this.
Our video of the day today features Shatner in a 1978 performance during the Science Fiction Film Award when he performed Rocket Man.
Wow.
He was introduced by Bernie Taupin, who was the writing partner with Elton John. He wrote the song. But there are so many other sort of silly songs. Listen to this.
Brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
And you got to hear him do Bohemian Rhapsody to
this
Queen.
The real life. Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. A little high, a little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
What an interesting character.
To me.
The character is it, man.
He really is a character.
To me.
And you know what? He's become a character unto himself. He doesn't play roles anymore. He plays Bill Shatner.
Yeah. It's kind of like a De Niro Pacino type thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A caricature of himself.
John Wayne did that, too.
Yeah.
And to a point, George Clooney's kind of doing it now. They play themselves whatever the story is.
And Damon can do it, too.
Yeah.
Damon's actually funny. I see Damon as being the next William Shatner.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The guy that just kind of can be silly and not take himself seriously and be really funny.
So happy birthday to William Shatner. Richie, when you get cut 2201, while I tell people about the Wendy Williams show. Every day she talks about various issues and, mm-hmm. and likes to do gossipy things. She has an answer to a question about why Julianne Hough and Ryan Seacrest called it quits.
The National Enquirer is talking. And I finally found an answer that I could actually believe. Now, I'm going to use alleged for you, but for me, I'm going with this one. The Enquirer says the real cause for the split is because Julianne is a hard partier. Allegedly. Juliana shocked onlookers, for instance, at the Golden Globes party. There was an after party, and it was January. She danced so hard, she ripped her dress.
Really?
And you know, she, see, if you know that you're with somebody who's going to be, you know, so, you know, controlling of your behavior and stuff, then it's okay that you ripped your dress. I just wouldn't have taken the picture and sent it out. But my thing is that, you know, Juliana, and I don't know her, so I'm just talking of what I observe as a pop culture nista. We didn't know Juliana except for Dancing with the Stars 2 years ago. I mean, yeah, she did the Footloose movie, but that wasn't exactly, I mean, you know, cute movie, but it wasn't exactly, you know, the Oscar winning. You know, you're an actress, but you're not an actress. I mean, no. Yeah. Okay, God. My intention is good. Maybe my delivery needs work. I don't know. But getting with Ryan is the biggest come up for a girl like that ever. And right. And... and I just feel like if you're that type of woman and you want to stay in a relationship like that, then you fake what he wants until you get the ring and the paperwork, and then you become who you really are.
If that's
you're
horrible.
The type of woman who doesn't work a regular job herself.
Ay. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make a 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big-box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your flooring deal today.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at gout.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
It's the Good Day program. Hello. May I be thankful for you for a moment or two or three or four? I will tell you that I am thankful for you every single day of my life, because without you, it wouldn't be a program that did much, because without you, there's nobody listening. And what's the point of Richie and I sitting here beating our gums every day, which may be the case in 20 or 30 years, although you'll probably lose your teeth before I do.
I wouldn't know about that.
Jennifer has a different assignment today. She'll be back on Monday. Roberta's back on Tuesday. Richie's gone. What? Jennifer's? Oh, no. Jennifer's gone all next
Jennifer's
week.
Jennifer's going to visit her grandfather.
Right. So it's gonna, you're going to leave me alone with Roberta for
It'll
the whole
be
week?
Roberta and you
Kenny?
And Ken, yes.
Ay. I promised earlier in the hour I would tell you about Paul McCartney's new tour.
Yeah.
The first live date of this year is on June 22nd, and he's going to sing for in a stadium. The tickets are already all sold. Warsaw, Poland's National Stadium.
Really?
The new tour is dubbed Out There. If you go to McCartney's website, you will see that he and the band are going to travel starting in June, pretty much for the rest of the year. And they're going to places where they have never played before. McCartney has never been in Poland. So he says, I want to go to Poland.
He's what never performed way. In Poland.
Never, ever had a show in Poland. So what a cool thing that is, to be able to have a vacation that lasts 6 months, play all over the world.
Have you ever seen him?
I have not. I've met him because we've traveled on a plane together, but I've never gone to one of his shows.
Yeah, really good.
I'm sure that I've been to a Ringo show, because actually Ringo fits more my personality, what I like. He's such a, just a really happy-go-lucky guy,
man.
Carefree, the music is fun.
Yeah, that's cool, but when you see McCartney sit down at the piano...
Well, you're a serious musician, but you, Richie, appreciate this. I mean, I love this, don't get me wrong, I love these Beatles songs and the individual Beatles and their own careers, but... You know, there are other things that turn me on more.
This song has so much power, just with him and the piano.
Mary comes to me, speaking words of
wisdom. And to see him do that, just him by himself on it, and just have as much soulful power as it has, it's an amazing thing to see.
So, yeah, I'm not sure even that he's coming to America. I think he probably will, because he likes America. He lives here. He has a home in New York. I know that. So, his wife is a New Yorker, too, if I'm not mistaken. Here's the good news of the day, for me anyway. This is one of the great stories of the week. Just a small gesture by an anonymous veteran, paying it forward, so to speak, to a serviceman's loved one. This is something that's been all over, Kenny. This has been all over social media. A million people have seen this story, the photo of the active kindness going viral. The story is of Samantha Ford, whose boyfriend is serving abroad in the Army. She came out of a donut shop a couple of days ago to find a handwritten note tucked beneath her windshield wiper. She thought it was a parking ticket at first, so she just took it off and threw it in her pocket, buckled her two children into the car, and sat down at the wheel, and then she read the note. Written on the back of a white envelope, inside she found two $20 bills. The person who left her the note said, quote, "I noticed the sticker on the back of your car." The note began, "Take your hero out to dinner when he comes home. Thank you both for serving him and waiting for him." $40.
Mm-hmm.
Motivated by a man who had been there and done that.
Signed, United States veteran, God bless.
Yeah. That's it. God bless our troops. So, how about them apples? 1.2 million likes and 142,000 shares. Pretty interesting, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
She said that when she read it, she began to cry.
Well, of course. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't probably, but... Yeah, the normal person with normal
emotions. Sensitive guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Right. Charlotte's even laughing at that one. There we go. Thank you, Charlotte. If you are a person who loves to study topography, geography, maps, Charlotte, it's okay. Richie's going to calm down now. I said, no, he's okay. She's giving me that look. Richie's going to... I know, I'm telling you, Richie's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
What's that, Charlotte? Jim, the barn's on fire and Jimmy's stuck in the barn? What's that? Timmy fell down the well, Charlotte? What is it? Come on, girl.
All right.
Speak.
I have a... all right, that's it. Charlotte Ann, that's enough.
She pays attention. You know he means business when he calls her by her middle name. That dog is in trouble now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Charlotte has a tough life. So I told you about sitting. She was sitting in my seat on the way back when we came back the other day, and Pat Benatar was in the seat behind me, and Charlotte had her nose. Were you here when I told that story?
No. You flew back from California when Charlotte on the plane with you, and Pat Benatar was behind you.
Yes. And Pat Benatar, I forgot I didn't tell you that story.
No.
I'm trying to remember what I did.
And she said, "Love is a battlefield."
Well, she was, she didn't sing at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't know who she was. The flight attendant told me, I said, "Who's the woman that everybody's talking to back there?" They all wanted their pictures taken with her and stuff. And that's when I found out it was Pat Benatar.
Oh, wow.
But Charlotte stuck her nose through the seat. You know, there's a gap through the seat.
Yeah.
So she was nosing around, stuck her nose through there, and Pat Benatar reached over and patted her and talked to her and wanted to know more about her, that sort of thing. Anyway, it's just, she is...
Did you get a picture of Charlotte and Pat Benatar?
I did not. I didn't. Everybody else was getting their picture, and I like to leave celebrities alone. I don't go that route.
But you do it in the name of the dog, man.
Well, I probably could have done that.
She would have definitely...
I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you. I'm not a great self-promoter.
No.
As you know, from time to time.
Poor Charlotte.
The Earth And those of us who live here, if you're interested in the story, this is what I started to talk about a few minutes ago when Charlotte so rudely interrupted me giving it to Richie. The you know, the carbon dating that we've been using, not the kind of people you used to go out with, Richie, before you get married.
That's right.
The carbon dating process has suggested that the Earth is older and the universe is older than we thought it was. According to a study that was done by both NASA and the European Space Agency, a space probe that went out, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago to look into the universe. This sounds like V'ger. Remember the first Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
And V'ger that went out into wherever the heck it went. And that was the they found V'ger. V'ger had become sort of a planet of its own, if you remember the story. So anyway, these satellites have gone out to do space probes, and they have found that the universe is probably 80 to 100 million years older than what we thought it was. So now, according to science, the calculation brings us around to thinking the universe is about 14 billion years old. And can we even imagine?
We talk about can't wrap your head around a
concept.
How do you
know? Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
So that you have a hard time believing it, just because the concept is so enormous.
Foreign. Yeah,
it's just huge.
Yeah.
Think about that number. Think about what happened
14
on this
billion years old
universe in this universe
right before we existed.
Right.
And now, see, there is the strange thing about time is that it really means nothing when you put these kind of numbers together. But you know, we think about when things begin and when they end, because that's the way we're sort of raised. You can't imagine. So for all practical purposes, we think the universe has been here forever and will go on forever, which may be the case. It's so hard to think even about all of the planets in our galaxy, and we have one of the smallest galaxies, the Milky Way, of all of the things that have been researched by scientists. We find our galaxy to be among the smallest, and yet it has more stars than you can count in it. And it just multiply that. None of it is graspable, Richie. You can't imagine the enormity of the universe or the age of the
universe.
You
know what it does for me? Here's what it does for me. Is we all look at time as something that we can see.
Time is on your side.
Okay? So time for me goes back as far as, you know, okay, my grandparents, my great-grandparents,
right.
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, we read about the Civil War.
Cowboy era, George Washington.
It's realistic. That is something I can put into my brain and I can see. Yeah. And I can see, you know, okay, 100 years down the road, we're going to have flying cars and stuff like that. So that's the span of what my brain can comprehend as far as time goes.
Yeah.
My little teeny life, which is just a blink, not even a blink in just the time continuum as far as how long this universe has been around. It makes me look at how really small I am and how fast your life goes by.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Think about that. If it's been around for 14 billion years and we're here for 70 or 80 or 90 of them, what is that? That's nothing.
Let's carry it one step further. The idea that the planet, let's talk about our planet. Our home is the Earth. This is what we're used to. And what we are thinking about with regard to our own lives and the way we exist. I'm just going to give you two things to think about, all right? Food for thought. And both of these things we've talked about earlier in the week on Good Day. There is this continuing discussion about genetically engineered fish. And we got so much back from people. Kenny, you can attest to that. And I'm looking at the story as it continues, the idea of genetically engineered salmon and people who, under the circumstances, kind of don't get what I'm talking about because the modified food is so bad for you, but you see it and it's cheaper, so let's buy it. There is now a petition that you can sign telling supermarkets and food companies and restaurants to reject this genetically engineered salmon. Supermarkets, you know, and the reason I bring it up is because we have utilized a lot of the resources on our planet already, and we are not rejuvenating or creating more life as fast as we're, I'm talking about food for us. We're creating more births, more lives, but we're not creating enough food to sustain all of these lives. And so the argument that's put forth, and this is the difference, this is the twist on the story from earlier in the week, the people who are trying to get you to go along with genetically modified foods, or the fish in this case, they say, we have to do this because there isn't going to be enough food. You don't understand. We can't grow enough food to feed everybody. This will help us grow more food.
So if we go to Thailand and put 10,000 fish in a small, dirty sewage pond and feed them cardboard and chips from waste, we'll be able to feed all of these starving children.
Right. Thank you, Richie. That was very dramatic.
About what it is.
That was good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. I forgot even where I was going to get off on that.
And don't forget, we had the story this week about being able to bring back extinct animals.
Oh, right. Dinosaurs.
So not only can we have genetically modified farmed food, being chicken or turkey or beef or pork fish, but now, hey, you know what? Woolly mammoth is really good to eat.
Yeah.
So why don't we create a crop of those and let them roam around Wyoming for a year or two, and then we'll have some new steaks.
Now I remember what I was saying about the Earth and its ability to sustain itself. When we think about our planet as being old, it's like, 4 billion years old. So the Earth is one-third the age of the universe, created out of who knows what from who knows where. And it's just so difficult for us to wrap ourselves around these sorts of things because we live 100 years. That's it. Wouldn't you like to live more than that? Do you think you live more than that? Then you go back around to thinking, I wonder if I really have been here before, if I've had a life before in some form. All of these things are fascinating to think about.
All that going on, and I just see a picture on Facebook of a groundhog with a gun laying next to him.
Yeah, right.
He's apparently, it's Punxsutawney Phil who's taken his own life.
Ah,
he was so wrong this
too
year.
Too bad. For how long have you been trying to whiten those teeth? Have you used the strips, or you've used the toothpaste that's sand in it, and used the tray, and your teeth are not looking as well as you would like them to look? How about I help you with Power Swabs? Power Swabs, just for you, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that removes stains from your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a patented tooth detergent that's made from coconut oil. It dissolves stains on your teeth. It whitens without sensitivity. It's a pain-free solution. I guarantee your teeth will be 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. Use it for a week, 6 shades better. And what's more, Power Swabs will work on those caps, those crowns, the veneers. So you can start becoming a winner right now. Call this number, 800-865-7602. A 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. 800-865-7602. Try it risk-free. And mention Doug Steffen, you'll get it at 50% of the normal retail cost. Power Swabs, whiten up those teeth. 800-865-7602.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
So smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a kick.
Just
a
tea brewing company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. Oh, I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
I am here to tell you.
Tell the world.
It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hallelujah. Get ready for work.
Yeah.
Here we go. Another day. Hey.
Such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jukebox Blues here, movie music to get us into movie moments. Reese Witherspoon did this from the movie Walk the Line. Reese is 37 years old today. And this is from the movie Walk the Line.
Wow.
Joaquin Phoenix played Johnny Cash quite well.
Doesn't it feel like she should be 50 as long as she's been around?
I know.
I mean, obviously she doesn't look it, but...
No, you're right.
She's just been around for a long time.
She has. So that's where you get started here. Chuck is off today, so it'll be my pleasure and Richie's to bring you some movie news in a matter of moments. First, our contest, though, and because it involves today's celebration, involves William Shatner turning 82, how could we not bring Shatner into the picture, right?
Uh-oh.
Picture being the interesting, pliable word.
This makes me wonder, what in the world are we going to get here?
Well, you're going to get a legitimate, this is very legitimate.
Oh, it is.
I think this may have been the second or third of the franchise, second or third movie is in terms of success out of all of them. It goes back to 1982. Here's the first audio clip.
You managed to kill just about everyone else, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
Oh, I know this.
You do know it. Yes, you are. Rich Corinthian Leather, 888-302-3684, and really horrible things crawling out of
that helped.
Scotty's ears, I think, or one of them. Anyway.
Oh, come on. Just stop that.
All right, next. Tell me to stop it.
Dirty work now. Do you hear me? Kill you!
Shatner sounded pretty young there. Last clip. Okay.
Ah.
Not too much difficulty there.
I have to laugh, Ken, because Ken is the one who pulls these clips for us to use.
Yes. Right.
And that is, we always refer to the third clip as the gimme.
Gimme, yeah.
That sure is the gimme.
That's the gimme. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Help yourself to an open line as it exists, and that won't be for very long. What's the name of that movie? We'll have some movie news. In a moment, you're on Good Day. Yeah.
The sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 21st through the 24th and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
All right, so let's see what's in the movie news department. Susan Sarandon in talks to join Melissa McCarthy. Man, I don't get her at all. But apparently she's very popular. There's a comedy called Tammy, written by McCarthy and her husband, Ben Falcone. They're going to co-direct it. She's into everything. McCarthy is a woman who's laid off from her job, discovered her husband is having an affair, decides to go on a road trip with her alcoholic foul-mouthed grandmother, and that's supposed to be Susan Sarandon.
Melissa McCarthy, ever since that movie, the Bridesmaids movie, she has been the it girl.
I don't get it. I don't even come close to getting it. Jude Law has dropped out of a new Natalie Portman flick called Jane Got a Gun, which has suffered a couple of setbacks the past couple of weeks. Michael Fassbender quit the project after clashing with the director, and then one day shooting was to begin. Director quit, and so now who knows what's going to happen with that picture. Meanwhile, what do we have for our answer, Richie? Who's there?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's talk to David in Defiance, Ohio.
David, what's the name of this movie?
Oops, here we go, David.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
You got it. You get the prize, sir. Thank you.
It's 5-year mission.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.